Are there any supplements you would recommend taking when using steroids? I think the main thing is you've got to eat right. Your diet has to be great. You have to intake a lot of protein and calories. You could probably double it easily to gain that lean muscle mass and really kind of stay off fats and trans fats and so forth, and really incorporate a lot of cardio. So when you gain the muscle, it kind of pops out more. You look bigger than what you actually are. But, you know, you can use other supplements, really. I tend to eat twice a day and take a lot of meal replacement proteins, whey proteins. So I intake a whole lot of that, and vitamins. You've got to get the right amount of vitamins. Number three, should your diet change if you're using steroids, or should it stay the same? If your diet is good, don't change it and see how your body reacts to it. But if you really want to go all out, yeah, you want to change your diet, especially if you're trying to gain some muscle
back
mass.
When I lost a lot of weight back in 2010, I was still feeling tired through the regimen of working out, doing that 6 days a week. I had changed my whole eating. I lost 70 pounds. And to this day, that's the most weight I've lost. It was a combination of losing weight and gaining muscle. And it was quite fascinating that I did it all natural, quote unquote natural, meaning that all I did was go through the bodybuilding.com forums, learn. I adapted a bodybuilding regimen of dieting, of nutrition, and of exercising. And through those results that were magical, I was still feeling tired. I was still feeling like shit. And when I went to my doctor and I was talking to him about my energy levels and wanting to get something for it, like B12 pills, something like that, you know, she was telling me at that time, maybe you should get your testosterone levels checked. And I never had that done before. You know, obviously I had a kid at that time because she was born in the same year, and I didn't think anything of it. So I said, yeah, sure. I mean, I'll go ahead and do it. I ended up going to an internal medicine doctor, James Priscelli. He was part of the network here at work. And when I followed up with him, he said, hey, man, I just want to show you something. You've been feeling tired, right? I said, yeah. Well, your results came back a little bit different. So, and then he just mentioned to me, this is the typical range of someone your age, and this is where you're at. And my levels, when he looked at my testosterone levels, they were at a level of a 65-year-old, and I was 32 at that time. So that's when I began my journey into taking steroids through doctor supervisions. Now, steroids, taking that supplementation through a doctor and monitoring it, is different than what the bodybuilding community does. For example, so the type of therapy that I was under is called, and I'm still under, it's called testosterone replacement therapy. And that is the concept that your body doesn't produce natural levels that are subsequent to what it needs at that stage in life. So again, mine were way below the scale, so I'm having to supplement my body with synthetic testosterone so that I'm able to feel better, so I'm able to function and be more efficient. And in the steroid, when someone talks about taking steroids and doing it like the athletes have done and having all these massive changes, they're supplementing their body above and beyond what they're capable of producing. So if, for example, for me, when I'm on it, I'm trying to stay within a certain range, 600 to 800 levels of overall testosterone. That's typically what you want at my age range to be. No more, no less. And for somebody that is like Barry Bonds and McGuire, they were taking that times 5x or 4x. So, you know, they were going way above and beyond what the body was capable of doing. And when you hear the stigma of steroids, is basically you get heart disease, you have what is it called, prostate issues, and all those things. And that is true. But the caveat to that is, if you're over abusing it, if you over supplementing yourself. It's no different than taking too much of anything. Your body cannot handle it. Your body cannot process it. So the journey that I took is such that I am just doing it at a level where it is sustaining my body. And that was through trial and error. It took about a year of checking in with the doctor, following up, going through the results, learning about how my body works and the blood work and how all this information was gathered to understand how the testosterone was working in my body. And about a year, then you found a sweet spot. You found everyone's different with that. And that was something that I had to go through trial and error. So every 3 months, I get my blood work checked out. I get just everything checked out. The prostate, my cholesterol levels, my kidney levels, blood pressure, all of that stuff that is conducive, quote unquote, conducive to steroid issues. And that's something that now I've been on it 7 years under doctor's supervision. And it was interesting because when I talked to that doctor, Dr. Pacelli, I would literally hold, like, we'll go over our blood work for 15 minutes, and the next 45, it would be an interview from me. Like, I'm interviewing him, asking him questions. And the way he thought about modern medicine and the things that these athletes take, it was just something that he really believed in. And he just felt that the model that a lot of doctors use, as far as, let's just say, for example, if you have tendonitis or if you have no cartilage, then, you know, you don't have to go in there under the knife and scope it out or anything like that. He just feels a lot of those methods are very archaic. And especially when we have all this modern medicine that gives you the opportunity to regenerate and to avoid surgery altogether, why not embrace it? But a lot of it has to do with the stigma of, okay, not being morally right. Even though the medicine is advancing, even though we take Tylenol if we have a headache, that's totally fine. But God forbid you want to, you know, feel better about yourself, you want to do something to enhance your body to live longer, then people look at that as being vain or as not God's plan or whatever you want to call it. And I view it as, hey, if we weren't given the ingenuity to think of these things to make ourselves better, then why not apply it? You know, apply the knowledge. And that's how we've advanced as a species. We've always innovated. We've always come up with ways and things that help us live longer, be stronger, be faster, and to be in a great condition at later stages in life. So I was totally against it. Again, I lost all of my weight doing it naturally. I would take fish oil pills, glucosamine. I would be on Centrum. I was just like an unofficial trainer because I knew all of that stuff. I dove into that world. I dove into the learning habits of the bodybuilders. But then once I got knocked with the aspect of, you know, your body is producing growth hormones, obviously, because I'm 6'4 and I'm a big guy, so it's very healthy in that regard. But your testosterone level, you know, your pituitary gland produces growth hormones and testosterone. The testosterone part of it, because I had an MRI done on my brain, this is all legit. This is not bro science, guys. I'm not just fucking coming up with stories. This is stuff that I'm legitimately a patient about, and I have all the records for this, okay? So I'm not telling you this off a forum and talking out of my ass, all right? So for any of you guys that want to talk shit or think otherwise, fuck off. But what happens is that your body just stops producing it at its level. Obviously, it's aging. It's no different than sight. It's no different than your bones breaking down, et cetera, et cetera. So for some reason, my body stopped producing natural testosterone levels at 32. And I got lucky, you know, because I had a daughter before that. And I was having a hard time consuming or getting my wife at that time pregnant because I didn't have the levels. And it made sense. It all made sense once he told me all of that. So I've been on it. And what I do is I monitor it. And recently I just came back and had great blood work results. You know, my blood pressure is low. My prostate level, I believe it's like a 4.0. point something where you're going to have issues. Mine is always at 0.4, 0.6. Big difference. Every kidneys are fine. I think I have a kidney stone. But what I'm saying about testosterone is that you have to do it under supervision, and no two bodies are the same. And, you know, this recommendations I can have about it, you obviously, if you're feeling a level of no energy, then I think it's something you need to look into and talk to a doctor, internal medicine, that believes in it. Because there's other doctors that will push you off it. There's some doctors out there that would say, well, no, you don't have to do it. Even though you feel like shit, the doctor is totally against it for a moral issue or an ethical issue. And the thing is, though, that drug is regulated. Like, I can't go in there and just get a refill. Like, you know, once I get my prescription with my dosage, I have that window. I can't sell it. Like, that stuff is heavily regulated for me. So I just can't give it to my boy and say, here, I have an extra bottle here from my doctor. They don't work that way. The pharmacy business has that shit on lockdown, all right? And that's something that, for any man, you should look into. And people talk about, well, that I've spoken to over the years about this, I've said, well, once you start, you can't go back. I'm like, no, you can't go back. And I've talked to my doctor about that plenty of times over the years. I mean, I talked to him extensively to the point that he even offered for him to take me to a convention, because he knew that I was so into it and I researched so much, and he would confirm a lot of the stuff that I read. I would read studies on stuff like this, on modern medicine, on steroids, on HGH, on peptides. And because I just feel that for us, being at a later stage in life, why not embrace it? Why not take advantage of these things? Now, granted, there's not enough research as far as finding out what happens 20 years down the road, but all you can do at this stage is monitor it. And that's what I do. And every 3 months, I go in, get my blood work done, boom. Okay, everything looks good. Nothing's crazy here. You know, my nothing internally is having issues. And I've been on this road, again, for 7 years. But my body is different than other people's. And I'm predisposition to high blood pressure. I have beta thalassemia. You know, I have like one variant of cystic fibrosis. I need two genes to make it. So I know my DNA because I've gotten a DNA testing. So I know all these things about my body. I'd rather know than not know, and embrace the medicine, embrace the knowledge, and know what you're predisposition to having. And if you want to be ignorant about it and say, you know what, I'm just going to eat healthy and watch my weight. I know my dad is fine, or my mom, you know, that's fine. You can go about doing it that way. But I believe knowledge is power. So when I talk about steroids, I believe that any guy that is having issues with energy, but at the end of the day, steroids don't work if you're not in a fitness mindset. So let's talk about, if you're a person that's overweight, then if you want to take steroids, it's just going to make you fatter. It's going to give you more issues. Thus, you will fall into that stigma and those things that are talked about when it comes to having steroids. Yeah, blood pressure, of course, because that shit makes you hungry. That shit helps metabolize this stuff quickly. Imagine your body testosterone levels being at the level this should be, like where it's not dropping off. So I think that's an element that any man, especially after you hit 35, if you're under 35 years old, you should not be even looking into this for the most part. I would say 30 if you felt like I did, because the thing that was weird with me was I lost all that weight and I was still feeling very lethargic. Thus, that's why, and it was, you know, suggested to me. But for the most part, no one young, what I mean is anybody 30 and under, you should not even be thinking about taking any type of anabolic steroids or doing any type of TRT. That usually happens around your mid-30s, where your body just starts not producing at the level that it did before. And let's just say you're still being active. Those things just gradually wind down. So when it comes to the age, anybody that's young, you are fucking stupid on doing it. And secondly, if you think it's going to have an effect on you, like where you all of a sudden gonna get these muscles. Hey, you still have to eat right. You still have to train. You still have to do these things to get the results of the steroids, of the treatment. You know, there's a big difference, again, between TRT, which is what I do, and is managed under a doctor, a legit endocrinologist, versus one of those C4MHs or, you know, the one of those places that they just open up and you just show up and they just selling you the stuff. Like, I go to an actual doctor and go through the shit, all right? And one of the other things that I talked about with Dr. Priscelli was HGH and peptides. And you're saying, okay, what that is? You know, obviously we know HGH is from baseball, makes your head bigger, and, you know, makes everything bigger, right? I mean, it's just, and what that does is that, you know, your body has growth factors that you grow, helps you hair, get taller, keep healthy skin, keep your vital. It's like steroids for your internal functions, okay? Where steroids is more for your muscles, where HGH is more for your internal. And obviously it works with muscles as well, but it helps you keep. It's kind of like an anti-aging medicine. And I talked to Dr. Priscelli about that as well. And he said, you know, the one thing about HGH is that it doesn't pass through the liver. So what that means is it's not filtered. And what HGH does is that it regenerates dead cells in your body. And it may regenerate cells that are prone to be cancerous, that have been dead, have been dormant. So that was one thing that he did not recommend until you're later on in life. And I've read such reports as well that talk about, you know, after the age of 45, then on your case and situation, you may want to have that done under, you know, doctor's supervision. And I agree with that. So I said, okay, doc. And he recommended, on top of the steroids, to have, it's called peptides. And peptides are a way, it's just injections as well, that promote your body of producing natural levels of growth factors. So it's just kind of like a growth, it's like a HGH natural booster, in which you're telling your body, hey man, push more of these hormones and growth factors into my body so they can keep operating. And I did that a few years ago. And it was pretty good. You know, like my levels were above. They were like at a 25-year-old level as far as that it was generating. Recently, it's back to normal because it was more of an experimental thing. But he recommended the peptides because it filters out through your liver. So it's not activating any dormant cells. But I read a report that it says that you should not, after 45 years old of age, a lot of those peptides are not going to work. So at this stage in life where I'm at, it's something that would be very beneficial to do. So for anybody that is looking into all of this, I think the biggest thing is that you're going to have a lot of research out there, a lot of articles of doctors that currently do it, and a lot of professional athletes. That was the one thing that fascinated me with it, was that a lot of retired athletes went about doing these things, went about the HGH, went about the peptides and steroids, because they wanted to get some sort of functionality back. You know, they weren't going to go back and play in the NFL or the NBA per se, but they were able to have healthy retirement, you know, where they were able to still play basketball, still do football, flag football per se. So there's doctors out there that believe in this science and provide it. But now recently, we've had even a greater evolution, and this one is the one that fascinates me the most, because I think this one is probably the best one yet, is stem cells. And obviously through that history, everyone knows stem cells was banned back in the Bush administration because it's the ability of taking a cell and duplicating it. So now, in essence, you could duplicate organs, your own exact DNA being able to be replicated, anything that you need. That's the capability that stem cells has, even including regenerating cartilage, even including, you know, regenerating organs, making them better, making them younger. And it's something that right now it's still in the early stages, and it's approved. There's different types of stem cells that can be done, but the really good ones And what they do is they take your blood and they infuse it with like an 18-year-old, like a, somebody young that has very high growth factors. And they're re-injected back in you. It's like Wolverine shit, like where they regenerate you. And let's just say you have knee issues. Like I've had knee surgery. And obviously the cartilage is not going to be as good as it was back in the day when I played. Well, stem cell has the capability of regenerating 100% back of the cartilage that you're missing. All those aches, all the things that you have issues with. I mean, there's so many stories online with stem cells that, you know, it's so... I'm definitely all about being a guinea pig. Dan Bazarian, if you know anything about him, he's like a modern-day Hugh Hefner. And he posts a lot of shit on Instagram. He goes to Panama and does them all the time. And I'd be just sending him like emails and shit like that. Like, hey, Dan, send me out there. Come on, Dan. That's the only guy I stalk. I'd be like, Dan, just hook a brother up. Because he sent out one message one time. He's like, hey, man, you guys have been asking a lot of questions. And I'm going to take three of you guys to Panama to get them done. It's like $30,000 a pop. I'm like, dude, pick me. Pick me. I want to do it. And I think that's the way to go. I really do. And I embrace medicine. I think you, when there is logic behind the science, it's worth taking a shot. Because right now, let's just look at some of the stuff that they have out there. Any medicine that, like Crestor, will be like, hey, it helps with, you know, lowering your blood pressure and cholesterol. But then it has like 50 side effects that they just dismiss, you know. It gives you fucking, you know, it gives you internal bleeding. You can die. You can have a heart attack, whatever it is, right? All these side effects that these medicines have. But people are okay with it because they see it in a commercial, right? But these companies are not involved with the stem cell, are not involved, and that's why it's not covered by insurance. And that's the problem that I have. I wish that insurance companies did allow for people to pursue alternative medicine methods. Because it would help. Not one size fits all. I don't want to go through orthopedic if I don't need to. Like, why would I want to go to orthopedic? Instead, I could just go talk to an internal medicine specialist, get me some HGH or do some PRP like Tiger Woods, you know, inject some of that shit in my knee, and hopefully it gets back to normal. So I just wish that the stigma and the negative connotations that we have on steroids, that we have on peptides, and we have on all these things that are performance-enhancing drugs will be allowed or will be accepted within the realm of regular people. Listen, I understand in sports, you want to have an even playing field, and I get that. Like, you want those guys to all, if one person is not taking them or they're not using them at all, no one else should be. Okay, and if they allow it, they should allow everyone. Mark Cuban talked about that they should have those things in play, but it just allow the teams to monitor and report on it. You know, there shouldn't be nothing shady going on, and I believe that, especially when these guys are entertainers, and if they're being monitored for their health and how it impacts them, why not? I think, it's embracing the changes in medicine, and I think that's the problem that we have as a society is that we're so archaic and so conservative. And then what happens is other countries like Germany, like China, they embrace the shit and then they make advances. So it puts our country that is so advanced in medicine and pumps so much money into that sector, puts us behind in the race because we're not able to stay ahead with the other countries that allow it. They understand that we need this. This is part of evolution. This is part of us evolving. And that's something that I wish that we as a society accepted and understood because it is beneficial. And people can talk about, well, something is good for you. You know what? I just read the other day that caffeine is bad for you. And then, you know, talk about tomatoes that are bad for you. You know, it's just very interesting how you have a report one day that tells you something is really good for you. And then a year later, same people that had the study come back and say, nope. This shit not good for you at all. You're fucked. So if you keep an eye on those things, then what's different with steroids? What's different with HGH? What's different with stem cells? There is no difference. It's just modern science and there's reports out there. That's the beautiful thing about our times is that we have information, legit information resources. where people have put in the research and put these 40-page reports with summaries in them. And it's something that is a beautiful thing to have and to be equipped. And when you go to those doctors and you talk to them about it and you know those reports, they can't deny it, you know? And that's the part that many of us just stay very neutral and very naive about it because, you know, all we believe in is what society and TV and what people around us pump. And it's like you have to go out there and learn about these things, man. And I'm all for it 100%. And whenever they have stem cell, I'm on it. HGH, I'm not going to be on it. Not yet anyway. Just because I just don't like the element of activating dormant cells in my body. If they're dead, they're dead. Let them be. I don't want to reactivate shit and then it becomes malignant. I create cancer. Fuck that. Cancer fucking sucks, man. But you do the knowledge, guys. It's out there. And don't judge.
I like fucked up shit, man. See, stuff happens. I like stuff like in sports. I love watching sports. Like, I love all this stuff of, like, people cheating, like with steroids, you know? I am so pro-steroids, it's ridiculous. I could give a shit. I could really give a shit, you know? I don't know what Barry Bonds is doing, but whatever he's doing, I hope he keeps doing it. I hope he just comes out as, like, one big chest muscle with, like, a bat sticking out. Just keeps cranking him over the fence, you know? Who gives a fuck, dude? People have been cheating since the beginning. Since I was watching baseball in the 70s. Half of them were on coke. You don't think that helped you see the ball a little better? Be, like, wired out of your mind, like, dude, I can see every stitch! The curveball, I'm gonna fucking fight it! 12th inning, you're all fucking amped up. This is the shit, man!